Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday, everybody. Another work week almost in the books. I'm Will Selva, glad you're with me, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Even though Super Bowl 55 is next weekend, there was big news Thursday surrounding a team that missed the playoffs this season. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson has officially requested a trade. The three-time Pro Bowler has a clause in his contract that allows him to approve any potential destination. Rap sheet saying Carolina will reportedly be aggressive in trying to land him. Remember, he won a national title at Clemson. So, will new Texans head coach David Culley get the chance to work with Watson during the next 5 years? Well, NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting Culley and Houston have agreed to terms on a new 5-year deal. Rap sheet adding this nugget, now thanks to a new rule just instituted, the Ravens will receive 2 third-round compensatory picks for the hiring of a minority head coach. Culley is the first black head coach hired this cycle and joins Miami's Brian Flores and Pittsburgh's Mike Tomlin as the only current African-American head coaches. All right, now turning our attention to Super Bowl 55. You are going to hear plenty of discussions leading up to the game about how this could be the greatest matchup of QBs ever in the big game. The Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes was the Super Bowl 54 MVP, and the Bucks' Tom Brady is making his 10th career Super Bowl start. He's the first player in league history, by the way, to accomplish that feat. His head coach, Bruce Arians, is making his debut as a head coach in the Super Bowl. TV12, effusive in his praising of Arians yesterday.
There's nobody that ever would say anything bad about BA. He's so endearing to everybody, and I think everyone wants to win for him. And I think that's what coach, you know, what's what you want to do for a coach is you want to get out there and you want to win for him. And he puts a lot into it, expects a lot out of it. Has high expectations for us every day of practice, and just really excited for him to be recognized in the way that he is. I know he's 2-time coach of the year, but just done an amazing job this year with the team and really adverse situations, and just, you know, love playing for him.
The Chiefs defense has to worry about Arians' offensive game plan. These teams met back in week 12 when KC won 27-24 at Tampa. Brady threw for 345 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. So our Chiefs defensive back, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, knows his unit has to bring their A game against the only 6-time Super Bowl winning QB.
It's all about us just, you know, going back over the details, going back over the little things, you know, understanding that, you know, we're playing against Tom Brady, and it's going to take 4 quarters to kind of put this guy away, and doesn't matter how many points we're up by or what the situation is going into the second half, we got to find a way to kind of close the door on Tom, because he's always shown, you know, the ability to put his team, you know, back in the game.
Much has been made of the Chiefs' supposed lack of dominance this season. Last week's 14-point victory over the Bills was their first win by double digits since Week 8. Mahomes was asked if he feels disrespected by the suggestion this year's team isn't as good as the 2019 squad.
It's not that I feel disrespected. I mean, we get a lot of respect, but at the same time, this team, it's like we weren't winning by enough. I guess that's a stat. So we wanted to make sure everybody knew that we could still play good football when we wanted to.
Elsewhere, Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will meet with team ownership and head coach Mike Tomlin the week after the Super Bowl. He says he wants to play one more season and reportedly doesn't care about his salary. Big Ben, in an interview with The Athletic, saying, quote, "I want to do everything I can," and made that very clear to them from the very beginning that it was my idea to basically help the team however I can this year. And lastly, we've got some great news. Friend of the show, Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera is cancer-free. Love to hear it. The 59-year-old completing treatment in late October and didn't miss a game while leading his team to an NFC East title. Rivera also becoming the first head coach in that team's illustrious history to win a division in a first season with the team during the Super Bowl era. Rivera, strong, without a doubt. Love you, coach. Well, my time is up. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.